Members, it is our privilege this week to have serving as our chaplain, John Wareham of Northeast Church of Christ of Sentinel. Mr. Wareham is sponsored this week by Representative McMullen. I would like to invite the members and the guests in the gallery to please rise for the invocation given by Mr. Wareham, and then following the invocation, if you would please remain standing for recognition of the Veteran of the Week, sponsored this week by Representative Collins, and at that time we'll ask our Veteran of the Week to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Wareham.
Would you please pray with me this day? Our dearest and most gracious Father in heaven, we humble ourselves before you, thanking you for the many blessings that you bestow upon each and every one of us on a daily basis. Father, we thank you so much for the country that we live in. We thank you so much for this great state of Oklahoma. Father, we thank you for all that you give us because it is so great. Father, I ask you to be with each and every one of this house. I ask you to bless them in their efforts and in their work. I ask you to give them wisdom, Lord, to make the decisions that they need to make to help us as we continue on into the future. Father, we thank you so much for the freedom that we have. We thank you for those who are in our military. We ask you to bless them, to keep them safe, and to guide them as they keep us safe and secure. Father, we ask you to continue to be with this group of people, to help them as they make the decisions that are so important to us, to lift them up, to bless them, to keep them safe always. Father, we ask for your guidance. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Representative Collins, you're recognized to introduce the Veteran of the Week.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, it's my honor and privilege to present to you today a good friend of mine, a man who's a member of the greatest generation, a man that I've known for probably more years than he or I either one want to admit. We've been working together. Our kids were together in Cub Scouts, in Little League sports and grade school, various ways. So I've known Seaman Glenn Ellis for, 40 years or more. But it's my pleasure to have him today as our Veteran of the Week. So, Mr. Speaker, if I could have the citation read.
Clerk will read.
Whereas Mr. Glenn Ellis, a World War II veteran, is a resident of House District 45 in Norman, Oklahoma. And whereas Mr. Ellis joined the Navy in 1941, trained at the San Diego Naval Training Station, and served aboard the USS West Point with assignments in Australia, India, Africa, Italy, New Zealand, Egypt, and South America. And whereas among the most honored of all those in public service are veterans who have protected all Americans from enemies both foreign and domestic. And whereas the state of Oklahoma holds our veterans in the highest esteem and appreciates the sacrifices and contributions they have made to preserve the freedoms and way of life we hold dear. And whereas the Oklahoma House of Representatives of the 52nd Legislature takes great pride in honoring you as Veteran of the Week. Now, therefore, pursuant to the motion of Representative Wallace Collins, the state of Oklahoma extends to Seaman First Glenn Ellis sincere commendations and directs that this citation be presented.
Thank you, members, Mr. Speaker, and with your permission, I'd like to give a couple of highlights about Seaman First Class Ellis, who we didn't have the space to put it in the citation, but I think it adds a little depth to what you would like to know about Seaman Ellis. Glenn was born down in McAllister. I know some of my colleagues will appreciate that. But he had his choice. He could either be drafted and go wherever the military sent him, or he could choose a branch of the military, and he decided that he wanted to know where he was going to eat and sleep, and besides that, he liked ships, so he chose to go into the Navy. But another thing that we need to recognize and need to know about is that while he was on his first assignment, it was to the USS Tennessee, a battleship that was torpedoed at Pearl Harbor. Glenn was instrumental in working on that ship and getting it recommissioned and back into the war effort. His second assignment, of course, was to the USS West Point. And while he was stationed on that ship, he was on gun watch along with six or eight other seamen. Glenn happened to have a good eye, and he spotted a submarine that was shadowing their ship. So he contacted the plane that was trailing, and that plane, dropped a depth charge or a torpedo or something and destroyed that submarine. So even though Glenn wasn't actually involved in hand-to-hand combat, but he certainly did do his part. Another time, while they were leaving the port in England, and a submarine slipped in behind them, and again they called on the Army Air Force to detonate depth charges or bombs to get rid of the submarine. But the submarine was so close to his ship that he said they actually felt the explosion rock their ship. So that's how close it was. So he certainly was on the front lines and doing his part. So with that, I would like to take this opportunity to introduce Glenn Ellis's family that's with us here today. Members, if you'd look up here to the South Gallery, Glenn's wife Ellen is here. His daughters, Glenda Harjo and Rachel Ellis, his son, Jerry Haley, and brother-in-law, Dale Hensley. If you would, members, welcome them to the house. And now at this time, I'd like for Seaman First Class Ellis to lead us in the flag salute.
You're recognized.
Also, members, I've neglected to introduce another daughter, Glenda, who's standing over here on the house floor. So, Glenda, welcome. Good to have you here, too. At this point, I'd like to present to Glenn Ellis a flag that has flown over the state capitol, along with a certificate making certain of the authenticity of this flag.
Thank you, Representative Collins.